Time now for this week's homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley.
The second Sunday in Advent. The Christmas stories are a strange mixture of concrete historical awareness and mystical celebration. The latter usually put together from Old Testament themes, particularly from Isaiah as in today's Gospel. Luke gives the historical details, so it is relatively easy for us to fix the time that John the Baptist emerged from the desert and started to preach his baptism of transformation. Then he switches to the prophet who is clearly describing, though not exactly predicting, a messianic age. Luke tells us that has really happened. We know, he says, we were there when he came. The prophecy, of course, is poetic, which does not mean it is something less than literal truth, but something more. John prepared for the coming of Jesus, and thus fit the Isaiah model. So we too must prepare this Advent season, and indeed all the time. Once upon a time, it was announced that the Pope was coming to town, and indeed to a certain parish in the town. This was a surprise to everyone, not least of all to the pastor and the bishop. Well, the parish had to be spiffed up for His Holiness. The long overdue tuck pointing of the school, the repair of the stained glass windows, the purchase of new vestments to replace the somewhat worn and even ragtag collection in the sacristy, the installation of new computers in the classrooms, the resurfacing of the parking lot, and updating the public address system, new china and silverware for the papal lunch. All the things that most parishes need, but don't quite get around to as quickly as they might. Now, there was some talk about all this burnishing of the image in the parish. Some people said, why don't we let the Pope see us the way we really are? Others said, isn't this a lot of money to spend just because the Pope is coming? So others groaned, why do we have to wait for the Pope to come to do things we should have done long ago? There was, as you might imagine, some jockeying for position among the parish council, the liturgy committee, and the music committee, and considerable agitation about who the mass servers would be and whether the Pope would tolerate altar persons. Then the Pope's advance people showed up, and they were at least as tough as the Secret Service, who was also there, by the way. Everyone was a nervous wreck for the Pope's visit, and no one except the babies and the dogs slept the night before. Then the Pope came, and everything went perfectly, and he praised the parish and his people for their wonderful words. Let's do it again, a seventh-grade girl told everyone. It was fun. No one agreed with her, but she was right.
That was a homily by Reverend Andrew Greeley. You can read this and other homilies by Reverend Greeley by visiting his website at agreeley.com. That's A-G-R-E-E-L-E-Y.com.